Thank you, Madam President. And OAS ambassadors, the United States welcomes Foreign Minister Barron to the Permanent Council, and thanks for addressing these important issues. All OAS member states should be very proud of the role the OAS has played promoting and protecting democracy and free and fair elections throughout the hemisphere. We strongly believe, as stated in the OAS Charter, that democracy is the foundation of peace and stability in the region. In addition, all member states, no matter their relative size or location in the hemisphere, should seek to uphold the same democratic standards and principles and ideals enshrined in the Democratic Charter. The link between democracy and good governance is clear. This is an equal opportunity issue with no division or classes or levels among us. It is important to note that the United States supports democracy and free and fair elections that reflect the will of the people, not any particular candidate. If the election is fraudulent, such as was the case in Venezuela and recently in Bolivia, we press for a free and fair election. If the election is legitimate, even if the OAS member state elects new leaders critical of the United States, we support the election and recognize the new leaders. We appreciate Foreign Minister Barron's explanation of the government's reasons for calling elections and the reasons why various election reforms have not been implemented. We have also heard from opposition leaders in Dominica who have had much different explanations for why the election reforms have not been implemented. In any case, free and fair elections that reflect the will of the people. In our view, it is critical that the people of Dominica have full confidence that the December 6 elections are free and fair. Free and fair elections can ensure that the people choose their leaders, contribute to peace and stability, and provide legitimacy to the government. The government of Dominica previously invited OAS elector observation missions to observe presidential elections in 2009 and again in 2014. Just this last August, Dominica invited a joint mission of the OAS, CARICOM, and the Commonwealth to make recommendations for electoral reform. The report recommends specific election reforms, and it is unfortunate, no matter who's at fault, that these reforms have not been implemented. In any case, we understand that Dominica has invited CARICOM and some other observers for the December 6th election. We encourage them to also consider the OAS. The OAS election observation missions are the international gold standard. They consist of technicians with vast experience observing elections and rooting out fraud. These are not political people. They simply use their expertise to ensure free and fair elections. The electoral observation missions and the follow-up election integrity and analysis team provide their worth just in the last 2 months in the election in Bolivia. They found serious election irregularities. A rogue server was submitting fake ballots into the system, and through handwriting analysis determined that party officials, not voters, were certifying numerous fraudulent ballots. Indeed, the OAS is now sending its election experts to Bolivia to conduct a free and fair election so that the Bolivian people can choose their next president. Moreover, the OAS member states just endorse the key role of the OAS and the electoral observation mission in protecting democracy in Bolivia, when just yesterday we voted 26-3 in favor of the OAS support to the next Bolivian government, to the next Bolivian election. We recognize that the sovereign governments of Dominica has the right to call elections at any time, the right to decide whether to implement election reforms, and the right to decide to request OAS election observers. However, given the sensitivities around the election process, we urge both sides to refrain from actions that can be perceived as detrimental to the integrity of the democratic process, such as facilitating the participation of those who may not meet the residency requirements of Dominica's law, particularly in the absence of a process to verify their eligibility to vote. Given the failure to implement recommended election reforms and opposition complaints about the process, the OAS has urged Dominica to consider inviting the OAS Electoral Observation Mission to observe Dominican elections. This is Dominica's choice, but an OAS Electoral Observation Mission can provide greater confidence in the legitimacy of the election and the winner of the election. Thank you.